Coffee and bagels were provided to students and guests Wednesday morning at the TechSmart campus in Malta, where high schoolers get a jump start on a career through the Clean Tech Early College High School program. One of New York's P-Tech schools, the program, in association with the Ballston Spa School District and Hudson Valley Community College, let students from the surrounding area receive college credit for classes in engineering and technology. On this occasion, young professionals working high-tech jobs held a discussion with curious students about how they landed after college. Stephen Zavos, originally from New York City, graduated from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy in 2012. While working toward a mechanical engineering bachelor's degree, he did a co-op with Simmons Machine Tool Corporation in Albany. After graduating, he was offered a job. Zavos said the co-op introduced him to advanced manufacturing. He wanted to tell students not to be afraid of trying something difficult.
Something's broken, for example. You have, like, your dishwasher or whatever. Take it apart, try and fix it. What's the worst that could happen? You can't break it anymore. So I think just dive into anything and just get your hands dirty and try and fix something.
The TechSmart campus is a stone's throw from GlobalFoundries, a massive computer chip manufacturing plant that employs 3,000. After graduating from the CleanTech ECHS program, Morgan Pacatar began working at GlobalFoundries in 2015. In high school, Pacatar was interested in solar energy, but when she discovered nanotechnology in her senior year, her goals changed.
And I fell in love, I guess, with nanotechnology, with the, you can do so many different things with it. So I just really wanted to do something in that field. And then I just got lucky that GlobalFoundries was hiring and they were 20 minutes from my house. So I applied there and got in.
Pacatar's message:
if you really want to do it, just stick to it.
Ballston Spa Schools wants to make sure CleanTech ECHS is developing the local workforce. Superintendent Joe Dragoni said the fact that the panelists were just a few years older than the students helps carry the message of the opportunity available close to home.
If you look across all of our panelists right now, I will guarantee you they are all hiring. And one nice thing that we have in our program here, even last year at graduation, kids were getting their diplomas and they're getting business cards from our partners saying, when you finish your associate's degree or if you go on, you call us and we will have a job for you. So the opportunities really tremendous.
Also participating were panelists from the New York State Research and Development Authority and Schenectady County-based Applied Robotics. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.